Now, Abbie Flynn is an amazing singer-songwriter, producer, spiritual and colourful, whose debut solo track, Courage, is out now, and the video dropped today. So the day's finally arrived, Abbie, for the video for Courage. You must be over the moon.
Amazing. Here we are. I've been set to Dennis. I wrote Courage like 3 years ago. I can't believe it, actually. I didn't, you know, when I wrote the song, I didn't even know if I would live long enough to release it, which is a kind of morbid reality, but actually it's been a really beautiful journey of having to walk the message down. And I, you know, had unexpected pregnancy straight after I healed from cancer, and so to finally bring it out is like, wow, what an epic mission. And now I can actually enjoy the gifts that are coming from it.
We said so much there, and we're going to come back to each of those topics. First of all, when did you start singing? Because I remember there could have been a song that you might have done called Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. I think that might be your... I think that could be the first release.
Or You Are My Sunshine.
Oh, not that classic. So how old were you when you started getting involved, or you knew you wanted to be a singer?
I think from as long as I could speak, I was singing and showing off. And I actually have always felt more belonging and more myself when I'm singing, more so than, you know, just normal life outside of singing. So it was always my way of connecting with people and life. And yeah, and then I had a really great auntie who was a singer.
Yeah, better just tell me, you are actually my sister's daughter. She is going to be mega famous, so you can shut up.
Yeah,
put that to bed straight away.
But yeah, it's cool having singers in the family. I was really inspired, you know, and your dad, our granddad, was a singer as well. And yeah, runs down the line, I think.
Yes. So if we go back, you were doing really well in Brighton. You were gigging all over the place. You were recording. You were getting everything ready. Life couldn't have been more perfect. You were just about to sort of like launch yourself, and then you go for a routine appointment at the hospital. Tell everybody what happened.
Yeah, well, I had a pain in my chest, like this dull pain, for about 6 months, and I didn't really have any relationship with like listening to my body. I was just so always on the go, like more gigs, like really just living in the outside world. I didn't really have much of a relationship with my inner world. And one day I just sort of fell into this pain, and I wondered, you know, I was just curiously kind of asking of what that was about, and suddenly it got even louder. And that's when I went to hospital and had just like a little CAT scan. And so on the day that I went into the hospital to find out the results from that, the doctor had thought, you know, maybe just a collapsed lung had happened and it had restored or something, you know, like a chest infection that had gotten bad. I had no idea that it could be anything worse. And so, yeah, I happened to go with Mum. I think she knew something was up, Mother's intuition. And, they just started speaking about a mass in my chest, and we didn't know what they were talking about. And then, like, just sort of dawned on us that it afterwards, when the nurse took us into a side room, that it could be cancer. And that was just really strange. And I went straight from the hospital. I was late for a gig, and I went and sang to a terrace of 300 people in the sunshine and the hot summer's day. And it was very surreal. But the one thing I felt was that I was going to be okay. As soon as I sang, I got on stage, and Mum actually was like, I don't normally do this, but I'm going to get you a double whiskey, and we're going to be here supporting. They were in the crowd.
Yeah.
And I just sang, and I just had this sudden, like, quite the real supernatural feeling that actually it was going to be okay. I just needed to sing. That was the feeling that came through. And then, yeah, sure enough, went on a big old journey with that.
And this was a really serious problem, and not only was it Hodgkin's lymphoma, but it was a variant of it as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, it found out as we went along with the treatment plan that it was a very stubborn, tricky strand. And it ended up towards the end, there was a 21 centimeters tumor in my chest. Yeah. So it was really quite extreme and intense, and I had to face a lot of initiations and a lot of, like, you know, life sort of saying to me, how much do you really believe, have faith, you know. So it was a journey.
You also had a trial drug which only had a 20% success rate, but it wasn't just that that's really kind of like changed your whole feeling about life. It was the people that you met on this journey that have completely just opened your eyes up to a different world.
Yeah, exactly. It was kind of, it was all about empowerment, and I think that's what the song Courage is about. But it's about how when we choose to choose our own, create our own way, rather than listening to like one version of how your life's going to go from somebody else saying, you know, you have this much chance of living, or you're not going to survive if you don't have this treatment. And I just kept visiting my own heart, what my heart was saying, and I took a little bit of everything, you know, a little bit of the medical, a little bit of holistic treatment, but mainly what I actually did was go and dive into my own self, my own voice, my own body, listen to what it wanted. And it was the people I met that enabled me to do that, and they were like, no, you can do this, you're amazing, you're more powerful than you know. And the more I listened to that and did it, I ended up, you know, not taking a few treatments that I don't know if I'd be here if I had have taken them. And I did my own thing, and and it's just the impossible became possible.
And even more than that, because you were told after the treatment the chances of having a baby would be, you know, not going to happen. And then you suddenly met your dream man and you've now got a baby son.
I do. It's been quite a busy few years. I met Bradley, my partner, the day before my final clear scan. And then we got together quite quickly, and I was pregnant within 8 weeks. And I had been, you know, I had so much chemo. I went to the fertility clinic, like, oh, bless mum listening, she'll remember, but it was really heartbreaking. You know, there was no eggs left, and they said that, it's very, very unlikely that you'll ever be able to have babies. And then that was before I had two more chemos after that. And so it was really not like expected. And I only had already had limited chance of pregnancy due to a previous surgery. So it was just completely nuts. And I could, that's how I know that things are not always what we believe at face value, like that, like miracles happen. And it's just sometimes, you know, you can overcome the impossible just by having this deep sense of faith. And
and so you've
I shot the video at 8 months pregnant.
I was just going to move on to music. So all through this journey you've been writing, and you started writing Courage when you were having your chemo. And there is this, one of your friends has done a documentary, haven't they, about your journey?
Well, the documentary, hilarious, because my good friend Tom, who's shooting it now, my good friend, because he's had to follow me around for years, he thought he was getting himself into just recording a couple of days of a girl shoot recording her EP. And the real like thing was, I didn't know if EP would come out before I, you know, if I would survive or not. And that was all it was going to be, an 8-minute film on that. And then things kept happening to me that were just so insane that he just kept filming. And here we are 2.5 years later, and he's still filming. He was there at my birth. And he's going to stop filming the day I finally get to stand on stage. So it sort of went, you know, cancer, self-healing journey, pregnancy, and then pandemic. So it's like, one day we'll finish filming, and the moment I'm on stage actually singing these songs to the world, and it will be amazing. And then we'll edit it, and it'll probably come out probably 2022, realistically.
well done to Tom. Well done to Tom. Now, talking about the track Courage, as we mentioned, you started writing it when you were having your treatment. Tell us about some of the words in the song, and, you know, and also talk about the glorious video, because it's got two of your sisters. I know you've got a brother, Christopher, obviously, but your sisters are in it, and you also got your friends in there as well. So give everyone a description.
Yes, I'm realizing now that the way I like to create is very real. I like to make art that is about my real life experience, like we all do, but I like to then create visuals that really hold the transmission of that song and have the people in it that were there as a journey. And that, I feel like, has been a really powerful, quite unique part of this process. So I had, the lyric, I wrote the song when I was on chemo in hospital, and I was writing in about that feeling of, even when you're dying, even when the worst stuff's happening to you, there is beauty. If you can find it within yourself, there's always a way that you can create gold from what you're going through, and it's usually through art and expression. And so, yeah, the people in the video, I had the real community, I had my sisters surrounding me, I was this golden pregnant goddess in a throne. And the idea was that when we shine and we dare to shine, no matter what's happening in life, then we show that everyone else can too. And there was another woman in the video who was genuinely on chemo at the time, who had found me through her journey. And she ended up like really being in my video while she was in the difficult part of the journey. And the whole point was as we danced and we moved together, we were showing that there's power in all of it, and not just like, oh, I've arrived at the end and now I'm, you know, shining. It's like, no, we can shine the whole time. And so, yeah, it was all very real.
And it is absolutely brilliant and beautiful. I'll be sharing it today as well, because it is released. The video is released today. The track is out at the moment and it's on download, and you can get it through Splash Blue or go and just type in Courage and Abby Flynn and the track will come up. And I know it's been played across loads of other stations. Was it Giles Peterson last week as well?
Well, Giles Peterson emailed me, which I was very pleased about. Mm. I don't know if he's played it yet, or I have to find out, but he wanted to. So,
yeah, there we go. That he's got a slightly bigger show than me, I feel, Abby, but never mind. never mind.
And also, I'm going to be doing a live launch gig, live studio streaming launch gig in September on My Soul. But yeah. So yeah, it's exciting too.
When's the EP release? Is that going to be September?
It's going to come out, I think, September the 18th. And funnily enough, we're going to do a launch live stream gig in London from a studio on September the 11th, which will be 19 years to the day that I met Bluey through you, Auntie Em. So that's quite poetic.
Just everybody about the story, because obviously I've known Bluey for years because I ran a recording studio in London, and Bluey has worked with Stevie Wonder, Al Jarreau, Chaka Khan. He's well known for having the band Incognito. He's a lovely, really nice guy as well. You met him when I was running a studio in London.
Mm. I was 11 years old, and it was actually the day.